This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Thursday night. Yeah. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Obama tried to be sort of, he tried to be sort of shifty there. Sort of shifty. He floated the idea of Sandoval, Brian Sandoval, the Nevada Republican GOP former governor. And he put him out there as a possible, replacement for Scalia. That might have possibly forced the GOP to move on hearings. Although he leans to the left of issues like abortion, he would have hit some bumps with Democrats since he's not big labor's best friend, somewhat pro-gun. It's sort of irrelevant now. He took himself out of consideration. Coming from ABC News, he's taken himself out of consideration as a possible Supreme Court nominee to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. In a statement, Sandoval said earlier today, "I notified the White House that I do not wish to be considered at this time for possible nomination to the Supreme Court of the United States. I have spoken to Senators Reid, Heller, and McConnell and expressed the same desire to them," the Republican governor said of his fellow Nevadans, Minority Leader Harry Reid, Senator Dean Heller, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. "The notion of being considered for a seat on the highest court of land is beyond humbling, and I am incredibly grateful to have been mentioned." Coming from John Fund in the National Review, this may have allowed the GOP to dodge a bullet. He described the nomination of the Obama Trojan horse to Republicans. "There's way more opposition to the governor within the Republican Legislative Caucus than the Democratic one," according to David Damore, a professor of political science at the University of Nevada at Las Vegas. One state legislator said, "He has been a consistent barrier to reform measures in Nevada. We asked him during his first term in 2012 why he couldn't be more like Scott Walker. He pointed to the Democratic legislature and said things would be different if the GOP had a majority. In 2014, we gave him a majority in both houses for the first time since the Great Depression, and he went to war with conservatives." Prime example is tort reform, an area where Sandoval has given lip service to supporting reform. But as governor, he vetoed bills limiting punitive damages in civil cases and limiting the inclusion of third parties in product liability lawsuits. And his judicial appointments have been lackluster, and one of his appointments to the new state court of appeals had a clear liberal track record, was a former staffer of Harry Reid. On taxes, he has been the moving force behind the largest tax increase in Nevada's history. In 2014, a stunning 79% of Silver State voters rejected a gross receipts tax applying to businesses with over $1 million in revenue. He didn't back the tax, but as soon as he won re-election that year, he proposed a similar tax with a threshold of $4 million in business revenue and rammed it through the legislature. He traded away every kind of conservative reform measure on the table in order to get Democratic votes to pass his $1 billion-plus tax increase. So said conservative activist Chuck Muth. And he made it very clear to GOP legislative leaders that he wouldn't sign bills that included popular measures to require voter ID at the polls or collective bargaining reform for state employees. In 2013, he signed a bill allowing undocumented aliens to obtain a driver's license. Nor does the governor's conservative apostasy end there. Sandoval is the only GOP leader who both expanded Medicaid in his state and set up a federal health care exchange. Kasich expanded Medicaid, but balked at an exchange. So that Pandora's box doesn't get open, which is good. That's a good thing. Even vulnerable Senate Republicans this year lining up behind the Republican leadership in their position of letting the next president pick Scalia's successor. I don't really know. See, here's the thing. I don't understand how we can look at anybody on the Republican side, especially people like Ayotte and Portman, and say they're vulnerable, because Obama has obliterated the Democratic brand. Who is going to replace them in New Hampshire or Ohio? Who? Senators Kelly Ayotte and Rob Portman have both announced their intention not to meet with an Obama Supreme Court nominee. So they, you know, they're playing the same game. Same hardball. The Obama White House was probably angling on softening the GOP with what they thought was a centrist Republican in order to announce his true nominee, which some say would be Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Lynch would be the first black woman nominated to the court and could energize women and black voters who usually turn out in droves for Democrats in the general. And really, truly, you know, there's no reason not to hold hearings or delay a vote. At least that's what he thinks, because she's already been heavily vetted. Her nomination would probably be voted down on a party line vote, but the damage would already be done. Republican voters would enjoy seeing the Senate hold the line, but they're going to be pilloried by the media. Which, who cares? Has anybody figured this out? Jeb Bush spent, what, $120 million trying to be pertinent in the primary to get the GOP nomination for president. And he got nowhere. What was he polling at? 4%? $125 million. Money doesn't buy it like it used to. It doesn't always buy it like it used to. I mean, you can spend a lot of money, and if you don't have the right message, it's not going to work out for you. So I don't, if the press were to come out and pillory, as they say, the Republicans for doing what they said they were going to do, who cares? I mean, to the next point, don't we get around, haven't we done these polls where everybody says, well, I think the biggest, one of the biggest things against liberty today is the press. So if we believe that, if we really believe that, the nation really believes that, why would the press getting out there and saying, well, of course, the Republicans could have failed to vote and now they must be pilloried. Why would we care? They would sacrifice, and there's some people that are saying they would sacrifice Lynch in order to energize the liberal base to turn out, except I just don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening. You have very single-digit percentages out there that get out there and they say, what do you think of Hillary Clinton? Oh, liar. Dishonest. Can't be trusted. She may be indicted. The GOP can entertain. They can hold as many hearings as they want to have. I mean, hear them all. Get them all out there. Nothing wrong with having hearings. After all, you have to give the advice and consent of the Senate before anything happens. All they can do is nominate. Hear those nominations. Look at those people. Vote them down. Some people don't like that type of humor. I know. We'll be right back. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Yes. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number get in, 8. The number to get in. Say all the words there. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com.
All right, what I'm about to float your way is going to horrify some of you. Just remember, I am ex-military. I know what I'm talking about. Right now, we have this conundrum going on with our president about Guantanamo Bay and all of the terrorists that are interred there. Because Obama wants to close it down because Bush started it, and he doesn't like Bush. Now, what does the Nobel Peace Prize laureate, what does he like that Bush left over? Well, he likes drone assassinations, which Obama expanded to include the extrajudicial execution, murder, whatever you want to call it, of U.S. citizens. He likes the Patriot Act and the NSA spying and the rest. But Gitmo's got to go. And he's in the middle of a triple bind here. One of them, but, you know, the first thing being, okay, Bush did it. Second and third parts. Well, let's go through all three parts. I'm sorry, I got it wrong there. First part of the triple bind, Congress will not cooperate with relocating Gitmo prisoners to the United States. In fact, even Loretta Lynch has said it is illegal to do so. Two, understandably, no other country is willing to take these misfits. But the usual framing of the question, keep them in Gitmo or send them to some federal supermax, presents a false choice. So, and I guess the triple bind did include Gitmo being closed down. So, what are we supposed to do with these guys? I have an expedient economic suggestion for you to consider, and that would be to simply shoot them. The prisoners held at Gitmo are, for the most part, what is known under international law as non-uniformed militiamen who conduct sabotage and terrorism operations against occupation forces. Under Article 4 of the Geneva Conventions, fighters eligible for the protections extended to the prisoners of war are obliged to meet several criteria, including the wearing of uniforms or fixed insignia, and for this is a big rub for the Islamic State, conducting their operations in accordance with the laws and customs of war. Non-uniform militiamen, an insurgent sawing off the heads of a Wall Street Journal reporter, do not qualify for Geneva Convention protections. They are under the applicable international law, subject to summary execution, as are captured spies, terrorists, and the like. So why don't we shoot them? Now, for some of you, this will take you to a broader moral question about the use of execution per se. While U.S. military policy is not governed by Catholic teaching, it is worth considering Rome's thinking on the question. If you listened only to U.S. bishops who have an unfortunate weakness for peddling social justice nostrums, you'd be tempted to conclude that the Catholic Church is categorically opposed to the practice of capital punishment. In fact, canon law is much more sophisticated than the nerf-headed progressivism that dominates the American Episcopal corpus. And it takes in account of such relevant considerations as whether the sparing of an offender's life might put innocence in moral danger. We already have adjudicated that question, that the prisoners at Gitmo present a mortal danger both to the U.S. forces abroad, as well as citizens and civilians in the United States and around the world, is precisely why they remain prisoners today at Gitmo. So, those who have been judged, often wrongly, to present no future charge or discharged. No future threat. Catholic or otherwise, the fact that these men are likely to commit unspeakable outrages of the sort that we have come to expect from the worldwide Islamic supremacist movement is unavoidably relevant. So why not shoot them? A main part of Obama's indictment of Gitmo is the fact, and there's no doubt that it is a fact, that the prison is used in recruitment propaganda by Islamic radicals. Gitmo, like drone strikes, is deeply unpopular among jihadists. There's a reason for that. Drone strikes kill jihadists, and Gitmo keeps them out of the game. Everything the United States does to defend itself against Islamic supremacists is unpopular. with the supremacists there, and that doesn't mean that we give them a veto over our national security policy. There's no doubt executing prisoners at Guantanamo Bay would send a shock through the Islamic world. Perhaps such a shock would not be entirely unhealthy for them to consider. So why not shoot them? There have been reports of abuse at Gitmo, though relatively tame stuff compared to, say, your average Thursday night at Rikers Island, where the New York City jailers negligently roasted a homeless veteran to death. Parts of the facility are in poor repair, and one food preparation area for our troops, not the prisoners, was found to present an above average risk for foodborne illness. So, I keep coming back to this. Why don't we shoot them? You can be sure that the question of execution does not affect their scruples. They're part of a global undertaking that is positively giddy about the prospect of burning children alive and raping women to death to prove a point. By way of comparison to what justice might actually bear, the conditions at Gitmo, three hot halal meals and a Quran are indeed a powerful testament to American values, though not the sort of values that Barack Obama imagines. Gitmo may not be a resort, but we could do worse, much worse, with these men, and we would be entirely justified to do worse. For those of you out there that sit there and say, well, Gitmo has got to go, well, we do have alternatives, but I'm sure some of you find these quite distasteful. Why don't we simply shoot them? Let them kneel and shoot them. Wrap them, put them on a boat, throw them out at sea. They're gone. Done. No press releases, no news reports or anything. One day they're just not there anymore. Why don't we do that? Well, I can dream, can't I? We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Some of you are reading it right. I am in a bad mood. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. That's so much effort, Raven. Justice Antonin Scalia, he said this, there is nothing new in the realization that the Constitution sometimes insulates the criminality of a few in order to protect the privacy of us all. After the San Bernardino massacre on December 2nd, 2015, the FBI lawfully acquired the cell phone of one of the killers and persuaded a federal judge to authorize its agents to access the content of the phone. Some of what it found revealed that the killer used the phone to communicate with victims and perhaps Confederates and even innocents who unwittingly provided material assistance. Then they hit a wall. It appears that the killer took advantage of the phone's encryption features to protect some of his data from prying eyes unarmed with his password. This was an iPhone designed and manufactured by Apple. They built the iPhone so its users can store sensitive private personal data on the phone without fear of being hacked by friend or foe. New development. Not always been that way with the iPhone. After the FBI determined it could not replicate the killer's password without jeopardizing the phone's content, it approached Apple, and representatives of each negotiated for weeks trying to find a way for Apple to help the FBI without compromising the security of the Internet itself. And they failed. Apple has argued that the government has no legal right to compel it to assist in a government investigation, or to compel it to alter or destroy its business model of guaranteeing the safety and privacy of its customers' data. Apple knows that any key it creates for the FBI, once used on the Internet, is itself vulnerable to hacking, therefore jeopardizing all Apple products and negating the privacy of tens of millions and even exposing the government to foreign hackers. The DOJ has argued that Apple has a legal duty to help solve the mystery of who knew about the San Bernardino attacks so that the guilty can be prosecuted and the rest of us protected from future harm, or, as I say, pie in the sky. Their lawyers asserted that the government would keep secure whatever key Apple created. When those talks broke down, the DOJ made a secret application on February 16, 2016, 2.5 months after the massacre, to a federal judge for a search warrant for this key to access the killer's iPhone. This warrant was improperly granted because Apple was not given notice of the DOJ application. So the judge who issued the order denied Apple due process, or its day in court. That alone is sufficient to invalidate the order. Were Apple a defendant in a criminal case, or Apple were to possess hard evidence that could exonerate or help to convict, the secret application would have been justified. This is not the case here, though, at all. They've obtained the most unique search warrant ever in 40 years. The DOJ has persuaded a judge to issue a search warrant for a thing that does not exist by forcing Apple to create a key that the FBI is incapable of creating themselves. There is no authority for the government to compel a non-party to its case to do its work against the non-party's will and against profound constitutional values. Essentially, the DOJ wants Apple to hack its own computer product, thereby telling anyone who can access the key how to do the same. If these courts had conscripted Apple to work for the government and thereby destroy or diminish its own product, the decision would constitute a form of slavery, which is prohibited by our values and by the 13th Amendment. Yet somewhere, the government already has the data it seeks, but will not admit to it, because if it did that, admit that they have foisted upon us, we'll be burst. Since at least 2009, the government's domestic spies have been capturing the metadata, the time and the place and telephone numbers and duration of all telephone calls, as well as the content of telephone calls made in America under a perverse interpretation of the FISA statute and the Patriot Act, which a federal appeals court has since invalidated. The DOJ knows where this data on this killer cell phone can be found. But if it subpoenas the NSA and the NSA complies with that subpoena, all of this then becomes public. And that will put the lie to the government's incredible denials that it spies upon us, all of the time. Surely they had to be maybe even accidentally spying on the San Bernardino killers. So there's more at stake here than the privacy of Apple's millions of customers and the security of power grids and everything else the Internet serves. Personal liberty in a free society is what is at stake. And a government that stays within the confines of the Constitution is also at stake. Senior Justice, the late, great Antonin Scalia, recognized that liberty and safety are not equipoise, when he wrote that there was nothing novel about liberty trumping safety under the Constitution. The primacy of liberty and the government subject to the rule of law is the core constitutional principle that, while honored, will keep tyranny at bay. And the first time it is dishonored, tyranny begins to thrive. It begins to grow. I've heard people say, well, why don't they just go after the metadata? They're not supposed to be collecting that, although I would hazard a guess that they are. And I, you know, the part where they already have it. Most they already have most of it anyway, whether they go to the NSA or not, because they know who he called, they know who he texted. They can track these people down. If they were to get only his side of it, they still have to prove that that actually happened, whatever they may find, whatever data they may find on his phone. So it's really sort of a, to me, it's sort of a fishing expedition. This is, because they don't really know what they're going to find. They don't know if there's anything of value on that phone worth having. He destroyed other things. He destroyed hard drives. He and his wife destroyed hard drives and other phones, their personal phones. They destroyed those, too. So the fact that he left his municipality employee phone intact, and this thing about it being locked, FBI did that accidentally. If they had, somebody changed the password on it after the shootings. Okay, so it's a problem. It's a big problem, because all of this is now in what they call the iCloud. And access to the iCloud is restricted. I have all of my, I've got phone numbers and everything is backed up to the iCloud. All of my contacts, and I've got a lot of contacts. And that's about all I back up. That's all I want to back up. Some people have more than that. Some people have documentation. You can do documentation on these things. I can edit video on an iPhone. I can take video with the iPhone and then edit it on the iPhone. So, you know, they've got to hold to their guns. They have got to hold to their guns on this one. They can't let it slip. And we need to make the government admit that they've already got it, too. That part just tickles me for some reason. I don't know why. Third hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse from the Polite Society podcast. So that's coming up. In the interim, we will be right back.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is what we're going to talk about here is really interesting. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Around the European Union are 26 states of something called that are members of something called the Schengen Accord. And what these are all non-EU countries that border EU countries. And they signed an accord back in 2005. And when they were putting this together during the referendum, the committees there told everybody that was in the Schengen states that their membership would not restrict gun law or gun rights in certain places. Switzerland is a Schengen state. Now the European Union wants to toughen gun control laws, and they want the Schengen states, who are not members of the European Union, to toe that line as well. EU head Jean-Claude Juncker wants a rougher gun law because of the possibilities for terrorists to get weapons, which, you know, they got them in France without too many problems, and they're not being sold on every corner. And, how many opportunities to buy legal guns do they have in Europe? So, the newest restrictions they're pushing include semi-automatic civil guns, which look a lot like the assault rifles. The beef in Switzerland is that their soldiers there, which are militia people, keep their rifle at home. The newest restriction ideas from Brussels would make Switzerland less safe, and it would destroy the Swiss traditions that they've had since the old age of William Tell. Another part of the EU gun draft concerns the way you get a gun. In Switzerland, you only need have no criminal record and a certificate for buying a gun. The EU Commission wants to add a proof of requirement where you have to declare yourself as a huntsman, shooter, or collector. And you only get a gun buying certificate after a medical checkup, so future terrorists will make legal armor attacks because they're not insane. I guess that makes sense to somebody. So, for the people of Europe, there's no peace in their time. Terrorists are threatening their freedoms right now, their way of life. After the attacks in France, a gun-free zone, and incidents of sexual harassment by migrants in Cologne and other German cities, it's understandable that many people are buying pepper spray or visiting self-defense courses. Some of them want to defend themselves with a gun. The new EU regulations ban these solutions. It creates more problems. And there's already enough problems in Europe. There are still the, you know, there's still the Euro crisis. They're still going through mass immigration. They could start with those things and try to solve them without having to damage the gun laws of Switzerland, couldn't they? Juncker may say it's all for security. The EU Commission should better, you know, some of the people in the EU and some of the people in Switzerland want Juncker to listen to Benjamin Franklin. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. In 2001, 76% said no to the EU in a referendum. Today, the number would be much higher. So, they call something called the Brexit. It is a breakaway, if you will, from them. And that would be the first step for them to have a free and self-determined life. And in Europe, they're all facing challenges and they're all facing things that they have to solve. But there is no solution that fits at all. So for Switzerland and countries like that, for the Schengen countries, there's no reason to stay in the European Union. In the UK, they're looking at this. The UK does not think they need to be in the European Union. The EU was initially founded as a free trade market, but politicians have transformed it into a political monster. And they want to run everybody's life. The EU is the EU is a mini UN. The EU is run out of Brussels, and there's no debate, there's no separation of power, and there's no democracy. The people of these countries and of these places deserve a better future. The future they're facing is not the one they deserve. Not at all. I hear something hitting around here. Is that coming over the board? Do you hear that? I don't know what I'm hearing, but I'm hearing something. We'll have to look into that. South Carolina, we just had we're about to have the South Carolina primary for the Democrats. And here in South Carolina, Clinton is out there pushing gun control. So, here in South Carolina, that doesn't go very far. Now, according to the writers of this article, which this is coming from McClatchy, whatever that is. Whatever McClatchy is, that's coming from there. They notice that even though we had the shooting at the Emmanuel AME Church, the Democrats of South Carolina say that gun control is not a top issue. Anil Rao, 72, a federal government retiree from North Charleston, self-described conservative Democrat, backs Clinton. She said, if I had 10 priorities, gun control would be number 10 or maybe number 9. It's not just that big of an issue to me. According to McClatchy, a spate of mass shootings from Tucson to Newtown, Charleston to Kalamazoo, has pushed the issue to the forefront nationally. No, it hasn't. No, it has not. Only for the gun grabbers. Only for the gun grabbers is it pushed to the forefront. Both Democratic candidates for president, Clinton and Bernie Sanders, tout the need for new gun laws and support President Barack Obama's actions to expand the number of background checks for gun purchases, although that will not go very far. And gun control is a constant topic in the state that ranks as the fourth highest in gun homicides. No, it isn't. a constant topic here. The thing about all of this stuff is that I get a kick out of this because I live here and I know what gets reported, and no, it isn't. No, it is not. Although it is very dangerous to live here, but that's because of the Midlands that the Bloods and the Crips have discovered, and part of the coastal area. In the upstate where I live, not, although we do have one of the most dangerous zip codes in the United States in the upstate. According to Gilda Cobb Hunter, a South Carolina legislator and member of the Democratic National Committee, top issues for voters this year are more kitchen table ones, including jobs and schools. And as far as gun control and everything, they say we've been dealing with this for several years. Now, Clinton is betting more on this issue, resonating, than Sanders is. And gun control is a big, big item in her speeches. She criticizes Sanders for his record on gun control, including voting against the 1993 Brady Bill that established federal background checks and a waiting period for potential buyers, and for a 2005 bill to shield gun makers from lawsuits. So, and now we have a new TV ad that I have seen statewide that features Anthony Thompson, whose wife died at the Emmanuel AME Church. It dispatched top surrogates to accuse Sanders of failing to make gun violence a priority. It released a video blaming him for helping create the so-called Charleston loophole, which allowed the church shooter to buy his gun, despite having a criminal record. See, this kind of characterization is what really irritates me. And I don't have time to go into it. I'm going to hold it right there. There's no loophole. You get 3 days, feds, to decide you can or can't, somebody can or can't have the gun. After that, your time is up. Hour number two coming up. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.